Lord, we desire to know you more fully and deeply. Speak to us, Jesus, that we may know the desires of your heart. Open our eyes to see your wonderful truths that you have for each of us. Amen. The Lord began, I know your heart is broken over the loss of your sister. This heaviness and sadness you are experiencing will pass, and I will help lift these feelings if you all will come to me in earnest. Be still and seek my presence to comfort me as I will console and strengthen all of you. When you intentionally seek my face, you further reside in my heart. You have no idea what love and joy I feel when my bride adores me and sits at my feet. This is your true life's work, not to be in the limelight or praised by others or recognized for your worldly accomplishments, but to choose silence, to embrace all that is not seen by earthly eyes, but by those of the Spirit. When you enter into my hiddenness, you start to resemble me. I have allowed some of you to experience earthly success, and when you thought it was as a result of your hard work and efforts, you strayed from me. This cost you graces and favor upon your lives. You didn't hear clearly from me or readily feel my presence. This reminds me of the time I had achieved my biggest sale ever, and my manager was going to recognize me in front of the whole company the following day. I came home that evening and was all amped up, talking a mile a minute to my husband, when he offered to make me a cup of tea. Little did I know that he put one of his mother's 30-strength Valium in my tea to calm me down. Well, I had never taken anything stronger than baby aspirin, and when I finished the cup of tea, I was down for the count. Could hardly make it to the bed, and was out like a light for the rest of the evening, the next day, and the day after that. When I finally came to, I called my sales manager, and he couldn't believe that I didn't make it to the office. I told him my husband slipped me a Mickey in my tea, and it knocked me out for 2 days straight. He thought it was hilarious. I was so upset with my husband for stealing my thunder at the office. When it occurred to me that the Lord was trying to get my attention in a big way and humble me, boy, was this a wake-up call. I thought I had better get rid of my pride and vainglory ASAP, or the Lord wouldn't be able to use me for his purposes. Jesus continued, Yes, Elizabeth, that was me using your husband to bring you back to me. You were getting too caught up in the rewards and accolades of your co-workers and not spending needed time with me. When you love me, it makes it for those who do not love me. And when he said this, I thought of the Fatima pardon prayer given to the children by the angel of peace, which is, Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. Amen. The Lord continued, I am calling my people to hide yourselves in my heart and be forgotten by men. When adoring me and spending time with me, I want you all to come to this hidden life, because I am your hidden love.